Welcome back to the Stimulating Stuff Podcast. I'm your host, Rich Vogel, and I want to say to all my U.S. listeners, Happy Independence Day, 4th of July. Man, I love this time of year. I like the heat, cooking on the grill, anything to do with water. Bring it on. You're probably wondering where I've been. Well, I've been busy. How can someone who's unemployed be busy, you might ask? Well, I'll tell you. L-I-V-I-N. That's how. The most exciting thing that's happened is my brother and his wife had a baby girl back in Philly, and I'm an uncle, so I took a road trip to greet my new niece. I'm so excited to be an uncle, and I really want to take this little bundle of joy under my wing. And just to get things started down that path, I thought I might show her what she has to look forward to in life. So I made her watch the presidential debate. Good Lord. I know babies can't talk, but I could tell by the look on her face she was horrified and ready to go back to the womb. I'll tell you what, the future is not for the faint of heart. On my road trip, both directions, I spent some solo time camping in Banjo Country. You know what I'm talking about. Beautiful mountains, forests, no cell signal, and no love for outsiders, and especially not city slickers like me. But I had a blast. I spent a few days with no electronics, no distractions, no connections, just nature and a notebook. It was so refreshing, so relaxing. I highly recommend it. But before all that, we had the ASNM annual meeting, and I thought I might use this episode to share a few highlights from the meeting. And before I do that, I just want to make it clear that this is my podcast, my personal thing. It's not affiliated with the ASNM or endorsed by them, and it's not a communication vehicle of them. I'm just using my podcast and my position as El Presidente of the ASNM to spread the good word about a few cool things that happened. So this meeting, we have program chairs, right? And the program chairs are the people that ultimately put all of the educational content together. And that was myself and Brian Willent. We worked for months on this, and we're really happy with how it turned out. We had the largest attendance ever. We had all new speakers and new topics. We had two tracks. So one was a more basic educational track, and the other one was more advanced. And the basic education track was actually live streamed, and people loved that. We had people from all over the world. It was, for us, it was really a proof of concept. We wanted to see if it would work and whether or not people would be engaged. And so we offered it for obviously cheaper than attending the whole meeting, and people loved it. We had some kinks to work out, but very minor. And this was really led by mostly by Julie Trott, and she did a fantastic job. She and the folks who taught in this in basic education track. We had a CNIM prep course. We had a section on the new CNIM CS credential, and we had a DABNM prep course. Our presidential lecture at this meeting, so every year the president selects somebody to come and talk about their work that may or may not have anything to do with neurophysiology, but it's always a really exciting talk. And this year, the president from the last year, Lan Jun Guo, she selected Dr. Edward Chang, a neurosurgeon from UCSF, and he gave probably one of the best talks that I've ever seen in my life. I mean, this guy is going to win a Nobel Prize, absolutely. He talked about dissecting the neurophysiology of words, and it was really brilliant. One of the things that we do at the ASNM annual meeting is we have this, what we call a business luncheon, but it's really a luncheon for all of the attendees to get together. And it's an opportunity for us to recognize people in the ASNM who have done fantastic work. Remember, this is a volunteer society. So people who do a lot of work in the ASNM, they're doing it on their own time without any compensation. And it's sometimes work behind the scenes that you don't get a lot of credit for. So we give out winners. We give out awards to people who have gone above and beyond. And The awards, I think, you know, when I think about it, there's really three people who are ultimately responsible for awards. There's Michelle Mora, who is chair of the awards subcommittee, and most of those are ultimately her team on that subcommittee ultimately selects the winners of most awards. There's Kent Rice, who his subcommittee is the fellowship subcommittee, and they work to select people who are going to be bestowed the honor of fellow. And then there's Katie Overzet, Katie Hawkes, who is the chair of the research committee, and they select the winners in the research categories. So I thought I might share with you some of the winners this year and what these folks do and what they've done. So first, speaking of research, so every year we have a call for abstracts, and this is essentially posters you put together. It could be a review or a scientific research study or even a case study. And those actually are the three categories. And so in the scientific review category, Zhuyin Pan won the abstract award for a study entitled The Predictive Value of Intraoperative Facial Motor Voke Potentials for Facial Outcomes in CPA Tumor Surgery, a Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis. In the scientific research category, Joe Haddad won the award for his study entitled The Comparative Effectiveness Study of Bipolar and Linked Quadrupolar Stimulation Techniques for Eliciting Intraoperative Transcranial Motor Voke Potentials. And in the case study category, Vismary Montes won the award for a very interesting title here. It's Twice the Insight, Double the Challenge, Advancements in Neuromonitoring for the Surgical Separation of Pagopagus and Ischiopagus Conjoined Twins, a Dual Case Study. The next research category was Outstanding Publication. So this is an outstanding peer-reviewed publication, and the winner of that this year was Jeff Balzer. From the research committee, I'm sorry, from the awards subcommittee, there are several awards that are given out, and the first one is what's called the Mary Stecker Travel Grant. So back in 2007, one of the past presidents, Dr. Mark Stecker, he understood the importance of supporting neuromonitoring practitioners earlier in their careers, and he created a fund named in honor of his mother, Mary, to sponsor young neuromonitoring professionals' attendance to the ASNM annual meeting so that they can benefit from the educational and networking opportunities provided. And this year's winner was Sheridan Keller. So a little bit about Sheridan. Sheridan obtained her BS in biochemistry with a minor in psychology from Southwest College in Kansas. She then obtained a MS in Applied Cognition and Neuroscience from UT Dallas before starting her fellowship at National Neuromonitoring / Empower in 2020. She also obtained her CNIM certification that same year and has held numerous roles, including medical record auditor and clinical mentor. So congratulations, Sheridan. Our next award, this is the first time ever we've had this award. It's called the Rising Star Award. And this one recognizes an early to mid-career ASNM member who has already made outstanding contributions to the field of neuromonitoring in the realms of research, education, or advocacy. And our inaugural winner this year was Callan Broderick. Callan obtained her BS and MS in biomedical science with a concentration in human anatomy from Colorado State University. She has held several positions in the field before landing at CSNON Medical in 2019 as the Director of Education. Here she envisioned and executed the development of one of the highest quality neuromonitoring training programs in the country. Her intensive literature-based program accommodates those new to the field with no experience, in addition to training seasoned techs looking to expand their monitoring repertoire in complex, low-volume modalities, including obtaining beautiful corticobulbar motor evoked potentials to lateral corticospinal tract mapping in select spinal cases. She's rounded this out with a high-quality QA program. In addition to her in-house education program, Callan is also a current member of ASNM's Education Committee. In terms of research, Callan has led numerous research projects, case reports, poster presentations on topics such as intraoperative VEPs, and in advocacy for our field, Callan regularly engages surgeons in neuromonitoring education and introduces medical students to the concept of neuromonitoring. We then have an award called Outstanding Committee Award. So this recognizes ASNM members serving on various committees or subcommittees who have gone above and beyond the call of duty in that committee work. And the first winner was Tara Stewart. And she is actually this year, she was an outgoing ASNM Board of Directors member, but she served on various ASNM committees and even won the Service Award in 2023. She has been at the helm of the ASNM Social Media Committee. At least she was for a long time, and she's, if you've seen the uptick in ASNM social media, she was really behind that. She did a lot of great work there. So she's given us an impressive digital footprint across multiple platforms, creating content such as member spotlights, troubleshooting guides, interactive polls, and recognition of newly certified SNPs and new members. She's very engaged and positive in meetings she conducts and always wanting to meet, greet, and lift those up around her. The next winner was Patty Worf, also in the Outstanding Committee Award. And, you know, the outstanding educational content put on by the ASNM Webinar Subcommittee is a collective work of many exceptional people. And certainly Patty Worf is one of them who stands above and beyond. She's been on this committee for a long time. She's chaired the committee before. She's helped increase the webinar educational offerings from 4 per year to 6 per year, and was really instrumental in setting up ASNM's annual CNIM and DABNM review courses. Patty's been on the board several times over the years. And let me just say, for those of you who don't know, one of the benefits of being an ASNM member, you know, you pay $185 per year for a regular membership, but we have dozens and dozens of webinars that are online that are recorded and there for anybody to view. There are also 6 per year that are live. And as a member, you can watch those and get credit toward your CNIM. So they work for ABRET. And there are also many of them, at least dating back 1 year from whenever it was posted. Those are available for Category 1 AMA CMEs as well. And the last winner in the Outstanding Contribution to a Committee Award was Chris Pace. He is also an outgoing board member, but Chris is one of the primary authors of a new SSCP guideline that's coming out, and he filled in as chair of the Guidelines Committee for at least the past year. I'll tell you, an incredible amount of work went into this SSCP guideline, and Chris did a lot of work on this, not to detract from the others, but it is a significant undertaking, and it's a really comprehensive document. It's extraordinary. And Chris is obviously another person who's been very much involved in the ASNM as a lecturer, a moderator, a panelist. So, thank you, Chris. And thanks to all the winners in this category. The next one is the ASNM Service Award. This recognizes ASNM members who have contributed significantly to the society through board or committee work. And the first winner was Kiara Ebinger. And she served on the board of directors in the past, but she's also been somebody who's worked pretty significantly on the webinar subcommittee. And she is often a moderator on webinars, and she's done a lot of work including submitting award-winning poster presentations to the ASNM at the annual meeting. Kiara, everybody knows her, knows that she's a gem. And another word, obviously, a word obviously well-deserved. The next one in the service award was Chrissy Accardino. So she is presently leading the AS&M Diversity Task Force. She assisted the Bylaws Committee in updating the Membership Code of Conduct. And she's also served as an AS&M ambassador to other society meetings. She's done an extraordinary amount of work, and she has stepped down from leading the Diversity Task Force, and now is that task force is led by Brooke Callahan. So again, another award, very well deserved. Thank you, Chrissy. The next award is the AS&M Founders Award, and this is the one that I won last year. So this is something that's near and dear to my heart. But it recognizes an AS&M member for extraordinary contributions to both the society and the field of neuromonitoring. And this year's winner, somebody that I have a lot of respect for, is Justin Silverstein. He is obviously a man of many talents. He obtained his bachelor's degree in music in 2001 from Five Towns College, a master of science in 2009, and a doctor of health science 2014. His contributions to the AS&M are really significant, but he's a frequently invited lecturer and expert in numerous topics. He's served as an associate editor of multiple peer-reviewed journals. He's been on the board multiple times. And he's won multiple awards across numerous societies. And he's probably best known for his research, which includes really monitoring the femoral nerve during lateral procedures with femoral nerve SSEPs and later motor evoke potentials. And he's also presently pioneering utilization of the external urethrosphincter reflexes and the catheter electrode to help protect against sacral nerve injury in spinal cases. So he is a fellow of the AS&M. I mean, you could go on and on about Justin. He won the Outstanding Publication in 2023. So congratulations, Justin. The next one is the Fellow Award. So when you see FASNM or Fellow of the AS&M, this is not something that we take lightly. This is an award that you really have to go above and beyond to earn. So it's not one of those things where if you just are a member for a certain number of years or you attend a certain number of conferences, we give out the award. But I think those things count. But this is someone really who has made outstanding contributions to the field of neuromonitoring, which may include a significant contribution to the AS&M. And being a member of the society in good standing for at least 5 years. So there's a lot of metrics that go into evaluating this, but this year we had one person win the Fellow Award, and that was Joe Marrera. And the last award that we give out each year is the Richard Brown Award. For those who don't know, Richard Brown was a founding member of the AS&M and really one, the first person in the United States to use neuromonitoring in spine surgery. And in that case, it was scoliosis surgery. And in honoring his outstanding contributions to the AS&M in the field of neuromonitoring, this award is really the highest honor the AS&M can bestow. Consideration for the award requires a nominee to have throughout their career exceptionally supported and substantially advanced the field and the society through education, research, and service. The criteria, so the nominee has to have at least 15 to 20 years of well-documented career in neuromonitoring and is within 5 years of retirement. They have to have demonstrated advancement of the AS&M through more than 10 years of continuous membership, committee contributions, distinguishment within the society, and they have to have demonstrated advancement of the field of intraoperative neurophysiology in education and teaching, in research, and in service. And this year's award winner was Jeff Balzer. Congratulations, Jeff. Just a few more things that happened at this meeting. We had four outgoing members of the board of directors, which were Claire Gale, Chris Pace, Tara Stewart, and Cheryl Wiggins. And obviously, I want to thank them for their service. And we have four incoming board members. So Murat Avshalimov, Joe Hartman, Justin Silverstein, and James Watt. And as Lan Jun Guo became past president, and I became the current president of the ASNM, the incoming president is now Michelle Mora. And whoever comes after her, we don't know yet, but elections are going to be in October, so please vote. After the awards, we had a brief memorial and recognition of the lifetime achievements of the late Dr. Vedran Dalidis, and it was really a wonderful meeting. If you were there and I didn't get to talk to you, I'm sorry. I was like a chicken with my head cut off. I was running around making sure everything was working as a program chair. I feel like so many people wanted, you know, my ear for a moment as the president, and that's just what happens. There's a lot of people that I was really looking forward to getting to spend some time with, and I didn't get to, and I'm sorry for that. But you know, just know that I really did want to spend time with you. I really did want to talk. And send me an email or text. I'd love to jump on the phone. You can do that readily when you're unemployed and LIVIN. Next year's meeting is going to be in Denver, Colorado. And I think that's going to be, a lot of fun. It's going to be in May. And I've never been to Denver before, so I'm looking for that. Looking forward to it. In my next episode, which I'm actually going to drop at the same time, these both are going to come out on July 4th, I'm going to be sharing from the ASNM meeting my incoming president's speech that I gave at this annual meeting, so you can get a sense of what's on my brain. All right, well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Please continue sharing this podcast on socials and through word of mouth, and send your comments and insights, thought-provoking questions, and you can send your crazy hate mail too. I don't know if I'll read it, but send it to stimulatingstuffpodcast@gmail.com. You know I love hearing from you. I'm Rich Vogel, and that was Stimulating Stuff.